נחילום אל קפל. מנו מדאו פלמנטינו מאוצ'ינו מודיע להאום נחילום אל קפל הקונטריבוציו ותחום, ולפתית לישי נאפו, שכינו סך. נחילום אל קפל. Attene dar baf sensila ġdida tneħilhom il-kappell xa xwira fissemmilkom. Qabel kollox illum fil-programm se nibdew billi ndoqqu sonata ta' Michelangelo li l-ġimgħa l-oħra daqqejna xi ħaġa żgħira tiegħu. Imma wetkom li din il-ġimgħa ndoqqu biċtejn oħra u din hija sonata li hija abbastanza twila taqbeż iż-żewġ minuti u tajjeb ukoll biex wieħed joqgħod għall-widna jifhem li di tas-seklu 18 u jifhem li kienet tindaq fil-knejjes biex tattira mhux biss l-erwieħ li jfittxu lill-Alla f'dak it-tempju imma tattira ħafna iktar ukoll lil dawk li jħobbu l-mużika. Din qed tindaq mill-Spring Quintet tal-Istitut tal-Istudji tal-Mediterran f'ħdan l-Università ta' Malta u ġiet f'idejna bis-saħħa tal-istess istitut biex iwaslulkom għall-ewwel darba fuq ix-xandir għaliex indaqqet ovvjament fil-pubbliku. Ejja nisimgħuha. U mbagħad nitlu għal-program u iktar tard nisimaw il-bicċa l-oħra li rnexxielna nakkwistaw għalikom restaurata minn dak iż-żmien. Badna żewġ mużiċisti Maltin magħrufin tas-seklu 18, Michelangelo Vella u Nicolò Izuar. L-ewwel wieħed Michelangelo forsi anqas magħruf ma' pubbliku in ġenerali, imma magħruf ħafna ma' dawk li segwu l-mużika sagra u fuq kollox dawk li jieħdu gost b'dik il-mużika, dik it-tip ta' mużika li nistgħu ngħidula mhix tal-lum issa. Li kienet moda ħafna fi żminijiet meta il-poplu jew in-nies li kienu dilettanti tal-mużika kienu jmorru il-Knisja biex jisimgħu. Kienu jmorru fil-katedral tal-Imdina fuq kollox, imma kienu wkoll jattendu fil-parroċċi u propju Michelangelo Vella jurina li kien jieħu ħsieb il-mużika sagra kemm tal-parroċċa tal-Isla u aktar tartu fit-tul ta' Bormla minn fejn diversi xogħlijiet instabu wkoll. Dana jirrifletti waħdu żminijiet oħra, imma jirrifletti wkoll wirt li forsi sallum ma tantx konna tajna kasu jew segwejna biżejjed jew anki skoprejna. U dan huwa wirt mużikali għaliex għalkemm wieħed jikklassifika il-ġeneru ta' din il-mużika bħala sagra, imma wieħed meta epoġġija fil-kuntest tas-seklu 18 fejn sintendi mużika oħra kienet tinstema biss fit-teatru, fit-teatru Manuel li kien ristrett ħafna għal min jattendi kien iktar iddominat mill-kavalliri u mill-komunità Maltija li kienet tal-livell titħallat mal-kavalliri ġol Belvalletta, ġol Birgu, ġol Kottonera, il-bqija tal-Maltin ma tantx kellhom fejn jisimgħu din il-mużika mużika li kienet tkun dejjem serja jew klassika, komika wkoll bħalma daħħal li kollu żwar li se nitkellmu fuq illum. Imma fuq kollox kien hemm post fejn din it-tip ta' mużika strumentali b'strumenti li diġà kienu saru stabbiliti fl-Ewropa u kienu qed jiġu Malma fiskejjer li l-Maltin esponenti tal-mużika kienu jmorru Napli fost affarijiet oħra Palermo biex jistudjawha bħal magħmlu dawn iż-żewġ kompożituri li qegħdin insemmu f'daw iż-żewġ programmi u qed jista' jgħid li allura l-Knisja kienet il-post il-vetrina ta' dawna il-kompożizzjonijiet. Kompożizzjonijiet li skont il-mistieden li kellna ġimgħa l-oħra u ħajkompli u jtem l-intervista tiegħu miegħi illum li huwa Awstraljan il-professur Richard Duval li fl-istess ħin huwa jissejjaħ ukoll fra minħabba li huwa kavallier tal-ġustizzja fiħdan l-Ordni tal-Kavallieri ta' Malta. Fil-fatt kif tafu bil-liċenzja tas-semmija tagħna kollha għalkemm din is-sensiela għan niddedikawa u qed niddedikawa għal nies magħrufa Maltin f'oqsma differenti imma nies Maltin li mhumiex ta' żmienna, ma nistgħux ngħidu li sensibu li xi ħadd li jiftakar li xi ħadd minnhom ħaj u jagħtina kummenti tiegħu fuqhom. Hemm ħafna fuq x'nitkellmu minn mediċina kemm lokali u kemm barranija, għandna diversi, Dr. Paul Kassar, biex vera kien għamel ħafna riċerka fuq din it-taqsima ta' talent Malti, imma tajjeb li aħna nħarsu lejhom dawn mhux biss, anzi, żgur mhux bħala biografiji, jien żgur mhux qed nħares lejhom hekk, imma nħarsu lejhom biex nivvalutaw dak li sewew, nivvalutaw dak li għamlu u nivvalutaw fi żmienhom bħala wirt Malti. U għalhekk tal-mużika narawha b'attenzjoni partikolari. Bdejt ukoll biha minħabba li kelli l-opportunità ninserta Malta lill-professur Awstraljan mill-Università ta' Melbourne li qatt taħajtu tista' tgħid jidderieġi l-mużika, jgħallem il-mużika kif għadu jgħallem, imma fuq kollox intefa biex ngħidlek bħala missjoni wkoll bħala interess partikolari ħafna li ħares lejn il-mużiċisti Maltin ta' 200-300 sen ilu u jipprova jirrestawra x-xogħlijiet tagħhom. U dina ta' restawr ta' x-xogħlijiet mużikali kien femna ħafna. Il-ġimgħa l-oħra llum jispjega ftit iktar fid-dettall u naħseb napprezzaw ukoll li minna ħareġ mhux biss li issa ħanisimgħu u qed nisimgħu ħsejjes u llum il-programm tal-lum tista' tgħid li se ndawwaqkom aktar. Ħsejjes mużikali kemm ta' Michelangelo Vella li bis-saħħa ta' l-Istitut ta' l-Istudji tal-Mediterran fiħdan l-Università ta' Malta fejn jiġi mistieden jagħmel il-korsijiet, jagħmel il-lectures l-istess professur Duval, imma ħareġ ukoll l-aspett li dawna l-kompożituri għalkemm ristretti, speċjalment Michelangelo Vella, għal ħafna żmien ħajtu kollha fil-qasam tal-mużika sagra, imma dan kien ifarfar ġwien ħajħ u kien jagħmel allura kompożizzjonijiet li meta tqabbilhom ma l-istess ġeneru l-istess professur Duval iqablu ma Bach pereżempju. Dan l-arfien huwa interessanti għaliex dan l-arfien jgħinna narfu wiżdiet li dawn in-nies imma anki impoġġuhom fuq il-pedestal li ħaqhom. Din hija sabiħa hija ta' soddisfazzjon li niskopru l-livelli li kellna ta' kizmir. Speċjalment f'dinja meta llum sfortunatament ngħid jien xi kultant li kollok il-kwalità li tagħti xi ħaġa aktar mis-soltu li ma segwix biss il-pols tal-popolarità fis-sens kemm il-poplu jarak jew jisimak jew japprezzak, illum nista' ngħid xi kultant li fija flok nirfinaw fit-triq tal-kwalità xi kultant qegħdin insiru wis populisti. U kollox qed isir arti u kollox qed isir interessanti u sabiħ u anki ovvjament jingħata it-timbru ta' kwalità minn program sa' biċċa arti. U dan ngħidu mhux għaliex għandna nkunu konservattivi jew snobbisti meta niġu biex narfu l-kwalità. Laqgħa xejn minn dan. U l-kwalità vera tiddependi wkoll minn kemm int popolari, għax jekk ma tkunx popolari diffiċli tiġi apprezzat. Ma mill-banda l-oħra ma jistax ikun li biex inkunu popolari iwaqgħu l-kwalità u mbagħad niddikjaraw li dik hija kwalità. Wieħed irid hemmhekk jiġbed il-linja fina li qatt ma jista' jagħti il-każ, pereżempju, jgħidu x'jgħidu dawk li jimbuttaw il-teżi tal-popolarità għaliex ikunu popolari, imma qatt ma jista' jagħti l-każ li xi ħaġa medjokri tgħidilha ta' kwalità, sempliċement għax kulħadd isegwiha. Jiġifieri rridu noqogħdu attenti. Id-dinja tal-lum ukoll, bħalma kienet anki ta' Michelangelo naħseb, id-dinja fej tidħol l-arti ħafna drabi, fej tidħol il-kreattività u ditot kemm għal dal-programm, kemm għal programmi ta' televiżjoni, kemm għal kunċerti, kompożizzjonijiet, jekk hija mużika, arti viżiva, kidba, tidħol f'kollox. It-teknoloġija hija parti mill-metodu ta' kif inti tagħti dik il-kwalità. U għal irridu noqogħdu attenti għax id-dinja teknoloġika tagħna ta' żmienna tant ser tavvanzata li l-kreattività saret iktar dak li jgħidulu bl-Ingliż naħseb fine-tuned. X'se jkun artistiku? Produzzjoni minn ġo computer, montaġġ tant tajjeb u effettiv li se jħallilek impressjoni kbira ta' arti, u għaw jidħol anke l-argument, eżempju tal-2010, Avatar. Avatar huwa xi ħaġa li teknoloġikament hija avvanzata immensament, hija żgur ukoll kapolavur artistiku minħabba li d-direttur uża James Cameron f'dan iż-żmien li qed nitkellmu u żmien l-Oscars u allura jista' jkollu r-rikonoxximent tagħha li qegħdin nitkellmu fi żmien meta huwa ara fjuża dik it-teknoloġija biex joħroġ xi ħaġa kreattivament ġdida, innovattiva, ta' ċertu tul u li għalkemm l-istorja tiegħu hija ħrafa komuni, imma anki tirrifletti ż-żminijiet li qed ngħixu fihom. Qed isalva xi ħaġa li fl-ambjent hija tema importanti. Tajdu li x'għandu x'jaqsam Avatar ma' Michelangelo. Għaliex it-tnejn kienu qed jużaw it-teknoloġija ta' żmienhom biex jollu l-livell tal-prodott kreattiv artistiku tagħhom, imma fl-istess waqt bħala riżultat isiru popolari. Immaġina li Michelangelo meta kien idoq fil-knejjes tal-Kottonera, in-nies, speċjalment dawk li jħobbu dik il-mużika, kienu jiffullaw biex ma jitilfux il-kunċert tal-Quddiesa jew il-kunċert tal-innijiet tal-Knisja. U meta aħna poġġu dak il-ħsieb u poġġu ħsieb illum ta' James Cameron, allura mbagħad nibdew ngħidu aħna fejn noqogħdu tal-lum. Tal-lum ukoll qegħdin nagħmlu ħilitra, imma ma tistax imqar Villa, imqar Cameron tal-Avatar, ma tistax tgħid għax popolari da' Avatar kiser ir-records tiegħu stess, ir-records tat-Titanic li kien għamel huwa stess, u fenomenu fid-dinja, ma nistgħux ninsew li marru ħafna l-kurzita wkoll. Jiena kelli okkażjoni narah, rajtu bin-nuċċali tiegħu Malta qed jintwera wkoll, rajtu barra fil-bidu tas-sena, u innutajt li x-xogħol tiegħu fi ħafna x'tapprezza fl-użu kreattiv tat-teknoloġija. Kienet importanti ħafna, imma ma nistgħux ngħidu għadha pitgħada li da għandu l-kwalità għax marru ħafna nies jaraw. Ma nistgħux, irridu naqilbuha, irridu ngħidu marru ħafna nies jaraw. Għax huwa tajjeb. Żgur li hemm ħafna milli marru jarawh li ma jarfux forsi u ma japprezzawx biżejjed il-kwalitajiet tiegħu u marru jarawh per kurzita bħalma jiġri spiss. Jew għaliex huwa l-iktar ħaġa innovattiva allura hija moda. Jekk inti tinqabad id-dar u tittara programm u ma hemmx wisqażla, mhux l-ewwel darba li tispiċċa tara programm jew medjokri jew passabbli, mhux tajjeb ħafna, mhux artistikament ta' livell, mhux teknikament ordnat u maħdum sew. U jekk tispiċċa tagħmel hekk u bħalek jispiċċaw ħafna dak il-programm faċli li jsir popolari, imma ma jandux ċertifikat bil-fors ta' kwalità. Ġifieri din hija diskussjoni ma tispiċċaqat u l-kwalità hija suġġett li fix-xogħol tagħna issa li badna din is-sensiela tneħħilhom il-kapper se nittaqgħu magħha ħafna. Għaliex aħna se nippruvaw inħarsu lejn dawk li kienu kapaċi jmorru oltre mill-komuni għax popolari, imma jmorru lejn xi ħaġa li tiddistingwihom fuq oħrajn. U hemmhekk il-ħila li jibqgħu miftakra u hemmhekk għaliex neħħilhom il-kapper. Niqaf hawnhekk imma fl-ewwel programmi li qegħdin nagħmlu ħassejt li hemm bżonn li wieħed jibda ipoġġi ftit-ftit id-deskrizzjoni għaliex aħna qegħdin nażlu lil ċerti nies. Għaliex m'aħniex naqbdu ndaħlu lil kulħadd sempliċiment għax għandna ħafna tarif fuqu jew għax huwa msemmi ħafna. Le, se nippruvaw nażluhom b'mod li min ġej jitkellem fuqhom ħass li daw għamlu xi ħaġa, użaw it-teknika ta' żmienhom. U ċokontana ma laqomx. Xi drabi, ġimma diħla għandna każ ta' tlieta hekk, xi drabi sabu opportunità fej jimirruħu fil-wisa eżjed. Ullum għanna l-kas ta' Nikolo Vizwar. Imma qabel ma naddu għan Nikolo Vizwar li għaraf il-moment meta kienaw Bonaparti li jibqa mal-Franċiżi wara kollox minnaħa ta' missieru kien Franċiż minnaħa tommu xwireb ma kienx ma kienu ilhom diġà il fuq minn 100 sena attivi fil-Gżejjer Maltin, Malta u Marsilja u allura jista' jitqies li ma ħassux Trump li jitlaq mal-Franċiżi minn hawnhekk u jabbanduna Art Twelidu u jmur Pariġi fuq l-aqwa pedesta li kien hemm dak iż-żmien biex jisimak kulħadd. U rnexxielu, rnexxielu bil-kbir. Qabel ma ngħaddu għall-kumplament tal-intervista li fija jissemma Nikolo Vizwar u anki għall-mużika tiegħu se nagħżlu b'ċejjeċ tal-mużika tiegħu Mr. Mast Joseph Vella li ħadem ħafna fuq dawna r-restaurazzjonijiet ukoll, kif wedkom se nsema waħda minn daw is-sonati ta' Michelangelo Vella, l-oħra daqqejnija fil-bidu tal-programm u tħanna biha biex intom ikolkom l-ispazju bejn iż-żewġ sonati. Ukoll għar-raġuni li hija valida naħseb li trid trawwem il-widna biex inti tkun tista' tapprezza ċertu tip ta' mużika. Naf li hawn min meta jismagħha u forsi taqbeż iġġiex minuti jgħidu eħe sabiħa ma nafx, ma taċċitanix biżejjed, għandek kull dritt l-ewwel net u t-tieni hemm ċertu tip ta' mużika li trid ċerta maturità biex tapprezza. U għaw fej jirġa' jidħol il-każ u l-argument tal-popolarità. Meta kellek 16-15 sena meta konna iżgħar, konna napprezzaw il-mużika ta' ħafna ħsejjes iktar. Fiżmieni kien hemm il-Beatles u l-gruppi kollha famużi li kienu bidlu l-mużika s-seklu li għadda fid-dinja. Tal-lum għandhom ħsejjes tagħhom, kulħadd għandu ħsejjes tiegħu. Min huwa dilettant tal-banet għandu ħsejjes tiegħu. Meta timmatura iktar, meta tibda tikber anki fl-età, minar ma trid donnok tibda tersaq lej klassiku. U tibda tersaq lej klassiku għax isek timxi fil-linja ta' maturità artistika biex tapprezza anki dak. U allura mbagħad ovvjament idħol ħafna t-trobbija u kemm meta kont żgħir kont espost għal dik it-tip ta' mużika jew kontx iddoq strument għax ħafna drabi minidoq strument biex aħarreġ lilu nnifsu irid isir jafhom minn kmieni daw il-ċejjeċ klassiċi. Biex taraf u tawġbok il-mużika klassika trid titgħallem il-lingwa tagħha. L-istess għall-arti pereżempju astratta, għall-istallazzjonijiet fl-arti. U għalhekk daw jibqgħu ftit niċeċ għaliex ma jkunux popolari bħal meta imistu s-suq kollu kemmu tal-maġġoranza ngħidula. Ma jfissirx li għandhom kwalità inqas. U ma jfissirx li ma nagħmluhomx għax mhumiex popolari. Dawn huma argumenti li meta nismagħhom jiena jinkwetawni. Għax nibda ngħid maħniex niftakru preċiżament x'inhija kwalità, x'inhija professjoni. U dak li qed ngħid jiena huwa ovvjament miftuħ għad-diskussjoni magħkom huwa dibattibbli l-ħin kollu u jalla ikun hemm il-feedback mhux bil-fors ma' dan il-programm imma fl-oqsma li taħdmu fihom. Mela ħa ngħaddu l-ewwel għal sonata oħra, it-tieni sonata ħa nisimgħu f'dan il-programm ta' Michelangelo Vella li kif tafu għex fis-seklu 18 u li kien maestru di kappella kemm l-isla u aktar fit-tul bormla f'dawk iż-żminijiet li għexu. Smajna sonata oħra ta' Michelangelo li tagħmel li għoġbitkom, daqgħina waħda fil-bidunet tal-min forsi jisma' ir-ripetizzjoni ta' dan il-programm kif tafu bħassessi li ta' qabel jixxandar dejjem flaxxa ta' filgħodu il-ħamis u s-sibt filgħodu, bil-banda l-oħra jkun dejjem fuq l-internet fis-sit tal-Campus FM li faċli issibuhom u tistgħu tisimgħu mhux din is-sensiela biss imma anki sensieliet oħra tal-Campus FM u inkluż li għamilt jiena minn hawnhekk bħal San Fason li ntemmet fl-ħar ta' Jannar. Nissuktaw u ntemmu l-intervista ma' fra il-professur Richard Dival mill-Awstralja, l-Università ta' Melbourne, li huwa ddedika ruħu missjoni sħiħa biex jirrestawra mużika ta' Michelangelo u Nikolo Iżwar fuq kollox u l-aktar imma ta' kompożituri Maltin. U appella fit-tmiem il-programm li għadda qabel biex ngħidu hekk maġejna għal din parti tal-intervista biex min għandu mużika għad-dar min xi familji li għandhom xi bċejjeċ ta' mużika partituri affarijiet mużikali miktubin dokumenti imma l-aktar mużika miktuba e affiċina jew l-Istitut tal-Studju tal-Mediterran l-Università ta' Malta jew lill-Monsinjur Dun Juan Azzopardi tal-Mużew ta' Winjakur ġewwa Rabat għaliex daw jafu jitolbu jagħmlu kopja u jgħadduha lil dan il-professur u studjużi Maltin oħra mużiċisti seri li ħadmu miegħu u li ħadmu bħalu biex jirrestawraw il-mużika u biex il-mużika tiġi f'idnejna. Issa se nkomplu mal-professur Dival l-intervista li hija wiesa imma llum tikkonċentra iktar fuq Nikolo Iżwar li dwaru se nisimgħu wkoll ftit tarif qabel ma nidħlu għall-intervista. U matul l-intervista u bejn waqtiet tal-intervista se nisimgħu bċejjeċ li huma tal-istess kompożitur Nikolo Iżwar. U għalhekk naħseb li l-programm jibqa' varjat.
Nikolo Iżwar xwieret twielet il-belt fl-1773 minn familja Franċiża Maltija. Fil-fatt familtu minnaħa ta' missieru kienet tan-negozju u magħrufa fost l-ewlenin fi żmien il-kavalleri fejn il-Gran Mastru de Rohan kien jagħti appoġġ kbir lill-missieru Fortunato li kien ukoll segretarju tal-Massa Frumentarja. Naħsbu li Fortunato u ibnu kienu fil-Mażunerija u favur il-miġja tal-Franċiżi Malta fl-1798. Nikolo kien pjanist u organist tajjeb ħafna u kompożitur li tgħallem ma' Michelangelo u Francesco Azzopardi. Matul il-Karnival tal-1793 ikkompona l-Kazaċċello li ttellet fit-Teatru Manuel. Fl-istess sena mar Palermo jistudja l-mużika u aktar tard tela Napli biex jipperfezzjona l-istudji tiegħu. Fl-1794 ittellet kompożizzjoni tiegħu Firenze, l-Avviso ai Maritati, li tant saret popolari li aktar tard ittellet ukoll Turin, Dresden u Madrid. Ma' ritorn tiegħu f'Malta l-Gran Mastru de Rohan ħatru maestro di Kappella ta' San Juan u aktar tard fl-1796 l-organista tal-istess knisja konventwali. Sal-1798 kompona mużika sagra l-ordni, inkluża l-Messa de Rohan. Sakemm ġew il-Franċiżi kienu wkoll ikkompona kantati, seba' opri Taljani u għat-tanijiet tat-Teatru Manuel. Fi żmien il-Franċiżi Vaubois il-Ġeneral Franċiż ħatru kummissarju tat-Teatru Manuel fil-Belt fejn dam sal-1800 meta ħalla Malta l-Pariġi mal-istess Franċiżi fejn sar mal-ewwel popolari bl-opera komik tiegħu. Matul it-13-il sena li kompona fi Franza kiteb ma' 30 opra minn dawn li saru popolari Pariġi u xterdu mal-Ewropa kollha. Fl-1817 Iżwar ħassu diżappuntat meta rivali tiegħu Boisdieu rebaħ ħatra akkademika li Iżwar derlu kienet tixraq lilu. Sena wara miet feta żejra ta' 44 f'ħajja pjuttost laxka u llum jinsab onorat bust mad-dawra tal-Opera di Parì u midfun fiċ-ċimiterju tan-nies magħrufa Père Lachaise, Pariġi.
Thank you.
you mentioning Vela, obviously, Zwar as well, and we become aware that, as you said earlier, Malta has a heritage but had a culture of music which was comparably doing well even with other European countries, with other European composers whose fame obviously spread to a higher degree also because they came from bigger communities. Would you say that this kind of culture, which was encouraged by the Knights obviously as well, also owes a lot of learning and teaching in Naples?
Naples was the most important city for Malta with music, because most of the people who came from Malta, the composers, studied at the various conservatoria. Malta did export composers. Okay, Izoard went to Paris and he wrote all of his operas there, of which one has been performed and recorded completely, and that's Cinderella, which Richard Bonny. It's wonderful. It's charming music. It's like something like Così fan tutte in some ways. But there was Arbos and there was Arena, both of whom had distinguished careers as opera composers. Joseph Bellabondin edited an oratorio, I think it was the Stabat Mater by Arbos. Up to now, it's the only major work published of early Maltese music in the past 200 years, up to my doing what I'm doing now. And so there's a huge gap that you've got there to make up. Some of this opera music of Arbos and Arena is obviously very good. They had successful careers in London, and so their music is scattered over European libraries. Others stayed here. The Knights were such an international, they were like a UN, United Nations organisation, and they brought so many influences from Spain, from France, from Italy, from Austria, into Malta.
It's a network. The order was a network.
Extraordinary network, and it was patronage. They gave patronage through the order's churches, and they encouraged patronage also through the parish churches, particularly a place like Cospicua, where poor downtrodden Cospicua, where Vela worked for something like 50 years as a composer and as a maestro di cappella. And in all of the parish archives, the older ones, there are manuscript music. I went to Kalkara last week and looked through the works of Gonzi, the composer, who was, a brother or an uncle of Archbishop Gonzi.
So that's not so far away.
So, a relation to your Prime Minister, who also has composers as ancestors, so there. And generally, they've been preserved because of the dryness, but I do worry that they're scattered a bit and they need to be in a very safe central place, or at least copies do need to be made.
So the road is quite long and the challenge is so big to collect all these.
Curiously, when the English arrived, the whole system collapsed and very little music was composed on Malta except for that composed for the church, for the parishes then, who operated without
on a local level
the patronage of the order. But still, composers like Don Giuseppe Bullo, Pietro Paolo Puglia, Salvatore Magrin, Spiteri Fremond, they were all composing from 1800 to 1860 or so, and some of the music's very good. Pietro Paolo Puglia's music, I think, is very fine indeed. And we've got a number of symphonies by him. There is an oratorio called Joas, King of Judah, in scattered places. We have the overture in the Franciscans monastery here in Valletta. Jovella, the Gossetan composer, very good composer, I might add, and a very nice man, 20 years ago collected photocopies of this stuff and really started this music. And he and Joseph Bellabondin, who wrote about Malta's history, they both did quite a lot. Puglia is a very good composer. Bullo, so little is known about Bullo as a composer, but we have masses, we have symphonies. I'm working on a quoniam at the moment, which comes from the Vignacourt Museum. It's terrific. It sounds like a bit of pre-Rossini aria with a lot of fun, maybe late Mozart, but he was quite a good composer.
Once you mentioned Rossini, Don Juan, when he was here a few weeks ago in another series on this same station, mentioned the connection between Izoard and Rossini, and in fact his daughter dedicated some works, chansons, for Rossini. The idea is that they were friends and maybe Izoard even influenced Rossini, La Commedia Buffa, no?
Well, I don't think so. He knew Rossini only vaguely, I would say, because don't forget that Izoard died in 1818, whereas Rossini was just starting his career, but he was based almost solely in Italy. Now, he was already writing major comic works, but the influence, I think, would have come from people like Paisiello, Cimarosa, particularly Guglielmi, some of whose music is here on Malta. Izuard's operas are composed in a different style. They're dialogue operas, and they're in that charming Napoleonic Empire style, which, if it was Austrian, we'd call Biedermeier. I don't know what the exact term is, but the music has a lovely infectious charm about it. It's utterly uncomplicated. And I should say, right at the moment, the university are photographing the complete orchestral score, which they recently bought, of an opera called La Rendezvous Bourgeoise, which is, I had a look at it at the university a couple of days ago, it's absolutely charming work. And I'd love to see a situation where the students at the university, there's some very talented vocal students there, under their main teacher, I think it's Claire Musser, would easily be able to sing this music, because it's so simple.
Is it Izuard?
It's Izuard.
It's all the rest.
Yes, but we have a full score. There are other full scores here. No one has really done much work on the operas.
But you seem to be collecting the works of Izuard, right?
Well, I'm going to start looking at the operas. I've done all of the sacred works written for St. John's, and there were 34 of them, probably 14 hours of music. It ranges from Te Deums, Magnificats, Dixit Dominuses, Masses. There are works, major works for tenor, major works for bass.
So we might have the full works, almost.
Well, Don Juan has the full works in his office. He's printed off the work that I've done. It was through the French historian who lives often on Malta, Alan Blondie, marvellous writer, that he obtained from the Bibliothèque Nationale images of every page of sacred music that Izuard had written. And to my knowledge, I say this with a real caveat, to my knowledge, there isn't any Izuard manuscript of sacred music on Malta, except to say that in an unnamed place I found a 170-page full orchestral score of a mass, and it's unsigned, but my gut feeling is that it is in fact by Izuard. Now, I'll only thoroughly
know... found by you in Malta?
Yeah. Only thoroughly know when I get home and I do a systematic look at the watermarks on the paper and on the writing. And Izuard's writing that I have covers 10 years. The Mass dates from 1790, and it's written for full orchestra and four soloists and choir. It's a Missa de Gloria. And you might have at least one major work on the island. But, I mean, thanks be to Alan Blondie and Don Juan that this music has been available.
This would be a treasure find, so to speak.
Oh, I love having treasure finds. I'm a bit like Indiana Jones with music,
exactly.
I'm afraid, or Sherlock Holmes.
Nħilhom il-kaffe. Illum il-professur Richard Duval li huwa wkoll kavallier tal-Ordni ta' Malta, kavallier tal-Ġustizzja, jagħti temm l-intervista tiegħu dwar ir-restawr tal-mużika antika Maltija, fosthom Michelangelo u Nicolò Izuard. Komplu semgħu Nħilhom il-kaffe. Listeners are still thinking about the way you said you feed in your computer program and this music comes alive. Is it a special program, I mean, which you yourself...
There are various programs for music. I mean, young composers would all know them, and most composers nowadays use these machines. I use a system called Sibelius. Nothing to do with the composer, it's just called that. Other people use a system called Finale, and they're not entirely compatible, which makes for a bit of problem. But it means that you can really, that if you're going to edit something, we would normally have handwritten something out, but then it's just got to be photocopied, so it's not very clear if it's handwritten. But these days, it comes out in a printed form. So I have the score
going
in front
back
of
to
me,
your publication.
Yes, of the, say, the 24 sonatas, and I can see in my typing system every note that I've typed in. Now, an editor has gone over that and fixed up a few things. We've changed the type font to a Tiepolo, which is a very handsome type. But we can prepare things almost to publication level, which reduces the cost enormously for publication of music, which means that the Maltese music, it's financially feasible to publish your music now. Very exciting.
It is a treasure that we could exploit more with services like yours. Just curious, how long would a sonata, for example, take you to work on it meticulously as you do and then publish it.
It's pretty laborious. The parts weren't very clear. That's so my eyesight is becoming increasingly wrecked as a result. But you sit down, then you have to type in every note, obviously, so that's part of the deal. And you're typing them in from separate parts. So then Vella has been on the gin of a night and he leaves out a bar accidentally or something like that, or the brandy, and he leaves out a line. As can happen, then you've got to try and figure out sometimes. Well, Vella actually didn't hit the gin or the brandy because there are almost no mistakes, but there are a lot of work that has to be done. Then after you've typed it all in, you have to check it. Then you have to proofread it once, twice, three times. Then the editor comes back to you and says, I don't know about this note here or this slur, or, and you go back and you realise you've made a mistake, and then you have to do it all. And so you have to correct it.
Exactly.
And then the general editor of the series, Professor Griffith, says, I'm sure there's something wrong here. Musicians are pretty instinctive when they look at things. So it's not a short process. Typing in may be a lot of fun and putting it together and things like that, but then the hard grind begins when you do that laborious proofreading. And if you proofread something that you've typed in yourself or written yourself, you generally miss the mistakes. So we have other people that go through it as well. But the results are so rewarding. And this unknown Maltese priest, Don Michelangelo Vella, has become a real find.
Are you thinking of creating some institute which can carry on? Universities can do the job, maybe?
Individuals can do the job. If you get a dedicated
individual... It has to remain with an individual.
Yeah, they're the ones that will put the time in. You don't do it for money. You don't do it financial recompense. You do it because it has to be done. And you ask any historian, or particularly Maltese historians who are very dedicated, you do it for the money. Of course you don't do it for the money. There's no money at all. But you do it because, in their case, it's for Malta. In my case, it's for music.
Exactly.
And I combine both two things, the love of Malta and the order and its heritage here and the love of music together. What a lovely job to have.
We thank you for doing all that job. We have practically come at the end of this wide discussion. Maybe the parting point was Michelangelo Vella and Niccolò Isvar, but we have covered so much more. One final question, which is rather speculation, but I love this approach to history as well. But all my guests love speculating about what if. You are a Knight of Justice of the Order of Malta, and you know that unfortunately in 1798, unfortunately for the order finished from Malta, although it's still there. What would have happened if Bonaparte never bothered to stop by and the order remained here? Or maybe after the Treaty of Amiens, Malta was really and truly given back to the order. What would have happened if the order remained here?
You phrased a very, very clever question. You put it in a very clever way. Well, I don't think that Fra Richard de Val would be walking around the ramparts of Valletta wearing his sword.
Waiting for the third.
You never know who's going to come over the horizon, do you? In reality, I think that with the change of history that took place, particularly around 1848 and 1830 in Europe, an organisation which was so internationalised as the Order, even though it was a church order and could have been seen as to be rather retrograde, though not as retrograde as the papacy, I would think that with the growth of democracy and individual rights and voting, with that internationalisation, I would have suspected that Malta might have gained a real independence significantly earlier, decades, decades, decades earlier, a century perhaps earlier than what it did from Britain itself. Now, you mustn't forget that at one stage Don Mintoff was even saying we want to join...
Integrate with Britain.
Well, I don't see any remote possibility that Malta would be saying, you know, we want to reintegrate with the Order of Malta in Rome and their five palaces. But it's rather interesting because Malta, in fact, invited the knights back here to Valletta, where they have a resident knight on a 99-whatever-it-is-year lease of Fort St. Angelo, and that presence there, even if it's one person, it is a presence. It's fantastic for tourism. So you may have got your...
It's like the Queen in Buckingham.
Well, yes, not...
in a way.
Yeah, not entirely. It's
tourist-wise.
Maybe like a small duke or something like that.
Okay.
But you would have had your independence earlier, but you've still got the tourism possibilities of the order, plus the good works that they do. I believe that Malta's history would have been changed significantly if the order had stayed and Malta would have been in charge of its own destiny a lot earlier.
That's a good proposal. Well, Professor Richard Dirkhout, I must thank you very much, and not only for the interview, but much more, for what you're doing for Malta and for Malta's music.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you.
webdika il-mużika abbastanza interessanti sabiħa li anki tevoka dik li najdula l-opera komik li Nicolò mexxa ħafna fid-dinja mużikali tal-Europa u li minna ittieħdu oħrajn jissemmew diversi Rossini jiġi f'moħħna għaliex jissemma mill-kritiċi u mill-istudjużi ta' Nicolò Izwar, fost dawk li studjawh u kitbu dwaru ġew Villabondi, Dun Juan ovvjament il-mutu li ġabar ħafna mill-mużika tiegħu u l-maestro Joseph Vella li kien qed jiddiriġi l-orkestra fuq il-bċejjeġ kollha li smajna ta' Nicolò Izwar illum u fil-fatt dik hija CD propju jisimha Nicolò Izwar and the Opera Comique. Ja sidi verament prezzjuża. Nittama li il-programm fil-varjetà tiegħu ġobkom u l-appuntament tiegħi ma tneħilhom il-kappell ikun għal-ġimgħa d-dieħla meta ħajkolna okkażjoni dikinhar nitkellmu ma' tlieta min-nies f'Salt għax għandhom ħwejjeġ in komuni li għamlu isem Maltin, imma għamlu isem barra minn Malta. Min-naħa tiegħi Charles Schwirem isemmu. Thank you.